Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Shavuos. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Shavuos Eidos Ketzad. So how does it play out? How does it work when a person is Chayav Shavuos Eidos? Amr L'Shnayim Bo V'Yiduni. A person says to two people, I want you to come and testify for me. Shavuos Eidon Yodon L'Chayidos. They say, well, we take a Shavuot, we don't know any Eidos. Osh Amr Lo Inon Yodon L'Chayidos. Or they just happen to say, we don't know any Eidos. They didn't say a Lashon Shavuot. But then you say, Mashbiya Ani Alechem. I hereby impose a Shavuot on you to that effect. Amru Amen, and they said Amen. We accept. Harelu Chayavin. So that's Shavuos Ha'edus in either case. So you're chayav a korban for those cases. Now how many korbanos? So Hishpia lein chamisha pam chutz beis din. If a person makes him take a shvuah 5 times outside of beis din, and each time they said we don't know any testimony, bol the beis din vahodu, and then the first time they show up to beis din, they admitted that they had lied. Peturim, they're not chayav to bring a korban because they're only chayav if they did it in front of beis din. Kafru, if they denied it in front of beis din, chayav malkalachas vachas. Now they're going to be chayav for each of the times that they took a shavua outside of Beis Din. Another case, Hishbiya lehen chamisha pam b'fnei Beis Din v'kafru. If you made them take a shavua 5 times in front of Beis Din and they denied it each time, in chayev nalachas, only chayev once. Am Rabbi Shimon matam. Rabbi Shimon says, well, why should that be the case? I would think if they're chayev 5 different times for 5 different denials outside of Beis Din, that they should be chayev 5 different times for 5 different denials inside of Beis Din. Well, hol ven yichol nalachas v'lahodos. Because once they say in Beis Din that they don't know any eidos, they're not able to go back and be moda that they actually do know it, because Kivin Jigit Shavein Echaz Ramagid, a Beis Din is not going to accept a reversal of their previous statement. So whatever they say after that first time is really completely worthless, and that therefore they're not going to be chayav for it. Mishnah Dalit. Kafru Shnein Kachas. If both witnesses at the same time deny knowing any eidos, Shnein Chayav, and they both have to bring the karbanos. Bezeh or zeh, if one denies and then the other one denies, Harishon Chayav Sheni Patur. The first one's Chayav, the second one's Patur, because the first one, there was still another witness together with him, so therefore his eidos would have mattered. The second witness didn't cause anybody any harm, because he was the only witness left, so he couldn't have been made anyway on his own. Kafra Echad Vahoda Echad. If one of them denies any knowing testimony and the other one admits that he does know, Hakofer Chayiv. The one who denied is going to be Chayiv, because there was a partner with him that had he admitted that he knew something, would have been able to testify with him. If there are 2 sets of witnesses, Kafra Rishon Avachar Kach Kafra Shnia, the first set denied knowing any testimony, and then the second one denied afterwards, Shtein Chayav, so both Chayiv, Neshelus Yachol Eskayim B'Shtein, because the Eidos would have been valid with either one of these sets of witnesses. So even after the first set of witnesses was kofar in their knowledge of any eidos, the case still could have gone forward with the second set of witnesses. So when the second set of witnesses denied knowing anything, they were actually denying something of consequence. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said shavuos eidos happens either when a person says I hereby take a shavuah that I don't know anything, or they say I don't know anything and you say do you hereby take a shavuah, and they say yes. Then we had 3 different cases of multiple shavuos eidos. One case was that you take a shavuah 5 times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they were moda right away, so there's no shavuos eidos, there's no chiv karban. Second case was they denied denied knowing anything when they came to Beis Din after having sworn five times that they didn't know anything outside of Beis Din, so then they're chayiv for each and every time that they take a shavua. And the third case is that you made them take a shavua 5 times in front of Beis Din and they denied it each time, so only chayiv for the first one, because once they say that first denial, anything they say afterwards is not going to matter anyway. And then in Mishnah Dalid we said that if both of them deny simultaneously, they're both going to be chayiv, but if 2 eidim deny one after the other, the second one is going to be patur because he couldn't have testified anyway. If one of them denies and the other one admits, then the one who denies is going to be chayiv. And if there are 2 sets of witnesses and one of them denies and then the other one denies afterwards, they're both going to be chayiv because either one of them could have been the witnesses that carried the case forward. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey.